One Richmond city councillor is calling for the city to create a truth and reconciliation policy. A motion from Cown. Michael Wolf outlined specific actions for the city to take, including meeting with the Musqueam Council, training in Indigenous-specific racism and decolonization for city staff and council, and implementation of the municipally relevant sections of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Richmond City Council has never done a land acknowledgement before its meetings, unlike the Richmond Board of Education. However, Richmond Mayor Malcolm Brody has told the news in the past that, because of an ongoing lawsuit over a 780-acre parcel of land in South Richmond between the Cowichan and other First Nations and the City of Richmond, it's not possible to do a land acknowledgement. The lawsuit has been ongoing since early 2020 and is not expected to wrap up until next summer, according to David Robbins, one of the lawyers representing the Cowichan tribes and other First Nations groups who launched the lawsuit already in 2014. Wolf's motion, which will be dealt with at Monday's committee meeting, also asks to honor culturally significant sites in Richmond in consultation with the Musqueam, as well as include Indigenous history on the City of Richmond's website. Furthermore, he's asking the city to appoint a committee or task force, or one person, to address Indigenous issues. Two Richmond elementary school teachers have been collecting a petition asking the city to adopt a truth and reconciliation policy. They will present it to City Council on Monday, November 28. In their petition, Elisa Magnan and Catherine Myers claim there has been very little action toward truth and reconciliation by the City of Richmond. Magnan and Myers explain that the 200 years of colonialism has caused significant harm to Indigenous peoples, and it's up to all Canadians to do our part to make it better. They also plan to speak to Wolf's motion at Monday's committee meeting.